In the world of sales 2.0, you need to know what is the cutting edge. Today, we'll talk about it on Linking Into Sales.
Linking Into Sales is brought to you by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer.
2012's behind us, 2013's ahead, and we're all committed to making it the best ever, right, Greg?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very much looking forward to what's ahead in 2013. We've had a great last couple of years. You know, 2012, we started to see a little more defining of what's important out there in social media and using it to generate sales and generate the stories that we need for our businesses. And I think we're going to see further refinement and maybe a little consolidation around the marketing operations side and sales operations side going forward into 2013. And that'll carry on through in the next few years. But
yeah. One thing I'm excited about is to see more and more the kind of slow death of just random interruption of people and us having to be more creative to earn the right to be in our customers' attention, because we now all have the power to turn the switch, TiVo, and ignore. And I'm noticing when I'm looking at a video, if they go a minute of ads, I'm gone. I'll find my media somewhere else.
Yep.
So we want to be part of helping you be that creative person, be that welcome interruption to your customer this year.
Yeah, I think that looking at, we're going to get a little bit smarter about analyzing what kind of content we're putting out there and the reactions that that we get back from it, and actually put, be able to sit down and say, hey, this is actually valuable, or hey, this is really not valuable. This is not interesting. We shouldn't do this again.
So keep the feedback coming. We are tailoring it to you just as we're telling you to tailor it to your customers. Mm-hmm. Give us your feedback. If you know someone who wants to, you think you have something that would really be great for the community, we're going to start scheduling more and more guests on the show. So you'll hear that.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking forward. If you have any interest in becoming a guest on our show, then just let us know and we'll get the schedule set up and get the equipment, technology, and all that stuff worked out. And invite you in and welcome you into the podcast. So with this year, we've already experienced 2012. We can go through and take a look back at what happened, what was great, what wasn't. LinkedIn did this and Twitter did that and yada yada yada. But I think what's really important is we're experiencing it now. We need to look forward to what's going to be happening this year to stay kind of ahead of the curve. We want to we want to be prepared for what's going to be rolling out over the next few years. And I think this is really our opportunity now that we're pretty comfortable, with using social media to capture new business, to market our business, to sell, to reach out to prospective clients, to prospects, to, just kind of put ourselves out there for our business. We need to kind of look at how we can refine it and what is going to be out there that will help us refine that. So what we've done today is in this episode is basically take a few things that we think are going to be kind of important that you may or may not want to focus on. We think you should at least explore it and see if it fits into your business. If it does, move forward with it. If it doesn't, then look for the next good thing or take a look at your marketing strategy and your sales strategy and consider refining it a little bit. So why don't we start first with you, Martin?
Okay.
So you think things about Google Plus, and I have some opinions about it. You have some very loud opinions about it too.
Again, I'm going to say Facebook is the hare, and Google Plus is the tortoise, and they're going to keep slowly marching ahead. A gentleman just said, I got to get on Google Plus. Why? He goes, well, all my grandkids are on it. Why? Because my son has a Google phone, and it's easy to automatically upload the photos. So we're going to see more and more of Google finding little micro ways to draw us in both personally and they know the more individuals on there, the more the businesses will want to be on there. So I think it's important because learning new technology takes time to keep working with it and understanding it, and for micro businesses to use it as a internal tool right now to get experience with it, make sure their local content set up. We're going to see more on that, and we're going to see more of Google's mission of indexing the inside of the world. So in a micro business and a small town and a county, you want to make sure that you've got Google in there indexing you and you understand it. and making it easy for them to come in and index you. And what I mean index, I mean get content, the inside of your building, the inside of your town, what's going on. And you're making it easy for that to happen, because then tourists can find it, visitors can find it, and customers can find it.
Sure, and you're definitely coming from that from the small business perspective. Yep. On this, and just kind of allude to what you were saying about indexing the inside of your building. No, they don't want to go into your filing cabinets and start taking pictures of all of your documents. Now
the CIA is doing that.
Right, that's right. Somebody else is already doing that. Google's not. Google really doesn't care about those sort of things. But when you said that, I remember we had a conversation with a photographer here in Raleigh, who is a certified Google photographer. Which I heard about this and was like, okay, where'd you get your certificate from?
Right.
But seriously, Google has a program for photographers to go into your business. If you have a retail business, restaurant, store, anything like that, if you have a storefront, Google will come in there and send a photographer in there and do 360-degree pictures of the inside of your business and post it on your Google Places page, and then also make it part of Google Maps.
Yeah,
this is brilliant.
And also you can integrate it into phone apps. I've got an example we want to show of that. We might talk about it on the show, but this is really critical, because that actually brings attention not only to your business, but your street, your town, your community, and your county.
Right. And I think this is important for small businesses. You know, Facebook is one thing. Google Plus is really something a lot more than just what Facebook is. Now, with regards to, from my perspective on Google Plus, I think from a corporate level, you know, Google Plus is going to be adopted by more organizations to use within their organization to help with video, video conversations between employees, whether they're in multiple locations or even within the same building. You're going to see Google Plus used as more of a collaborative tool inside, with the fact that you can screen share and you can collaborate on Google Docs. You can do all of these things within Google Plus, and it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And there's no IT requirements, thankfully. So if your company does use Google Apps right now, you know, get your Google Plus profile set up, and don't worry about the whole private, you know, having two different Google Plus profiles. You can actually set your Google Plus, your Google Apps profile to not be found in search results if you want to. So that way, if you want to keep it internal, you can. So that way people don't confuse you and start adding, you know, two of you to their circles. Mm-hmm. But where I am right now, our engineers actually have strongly adopted using Google Plus to collaborate with our team over on another continent. We stopped using Skype, so that way we could, because of the video quality that we were experiencing, video would cut out, sound would cut out, calls would just drop, and Google was actually handling it way better than Skype was. So we decided to switch over. Plus, the collaborative tools were very helpful. We didn't have to use GoToMeeting all the time in order to set up meetings. So these sort of things, there's a lot of great benefits. I think you have to start using it. And then once you get the right folks internally to start adopting and using it, it'll start to spread throughout the rest of the company.
Excellent. And let's talk a minute about Facebook, because that's another big player, how it might fit into sales. They're still looking for, they want us to be there, they want us to play, but they want us to spend a little money while we're there. So I think we're going to see more little ways where, oh, it's only $5 to help promote this. And I don't think, and so watch for that, and we'll keep sharing creative ideas to keep that cost down, while they'll keep developing creative ideas to get you to spend more. That's what I have to say for that.
Right, and you know, Mark Cuban actually made a really great point about this: is that, you know, you spend money to buy fans, you know, to advertise and buy fans on your Facebook fan page. Now Now Facebook wants you to go back and spend more money for sponsored stories in front of your fans.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, that it does seem a little redundant.
Yes.
You know?
And my rule of thumb is don't rule it out, but just use it selectively with a clear budget.
Correct.
Yep. So I think we've got the big thing. I'd like you to talk a little bit about video and marketing and video in this 2013.
Sure. Well, I have two different perspectives on it. I think you're going to see more and more businesses start integrating video into their websites. I think that we have enough bandwidth out there to allow video to be hosted on a website. There are some really cool business-based solutions like Wistia, for example, Wistia. They're a startup out of Boston. That you can use Vimeo, you could use Vidler, you could use YouTube, but there's some disadvantages to that. So business-hosted video is going to be something that I think we're going to see a little bit more of, especially with HTML5 becoming the standard for creating web pages. What I would suggest there is get used to video. Get used to sitting in front of a camera. Get used to, you know, your lighting, your understanding, your expressions. This is just, I think, the natural progression, of how things will start to roll out. And yeah, in video and in mobile, you know, that's a great way to practice right there. If you have a smartphone, no matter if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, if you have a front-facing camera on there, that's a great time to start practicing, because with Google Plus, the Google Plus app on your phone, you can make video phone calls. And yes, it will eat up your bandwidth, but you know what? Just, you know, think about how you want to use that. And it may be better actually to pay the extra $10 a month for 2 gigabytes on your data plan in order to experience video phone calls. But I want to preface that. Yeah. Please don't video chat and drive.
Right. That's right. The next thing for 2013 is, of course, just the domination of responsive websites and mobile devices. Everyone's got them now. I mean, and they just came out with one under $50 in India to make it available all over the place, a project I saw. So here's the thing. If you go to your business site requires you to take your fingers on the phone and spread them out to see what's going on, you're not mobile ready. And show your management force that. Other things is making sure, like if you're using QR codes, it goes to a mobile friendly site. So mobile. People mm-hmm. love the tablets. It's infused, and making sure that the collateral and information your customers are seeing from sales is easily accessible on mobile is to me critical for 2013.
Yeah, I think we've heard from a number of designers and also from marketing teams as well that we're going to see a lot of websites get updated to support responsive and Twitter Bootstrap as well. But if you're in the sales, position, what I would suggest is that getting with your marketing team, ask them if the website is mobile friendly, whether you have an alternative mobile site or if you have a responsive friendly website. What responsive basically means is that the website will resize itself to fit a tablet or a smartphone, and it knows by detecting the type of device that's actually viewing the page. So what I would do is, you know, go out there and talk to your marketing teams. If you are a solopreneur or micropreneur, micro business owner, what I would suggest is talking to whoever helps you set up your website, or if you have WordPress, start shopping around for a responsive friendly website, and maybe it is time for a refresh update. So the one last thing I want to kind of talk about is video in email. And I think that here's a great opportunity for you to kind of really get some good content into your email. There are two different ways you can use this. One, there are providers out there that will allow you to capture video from your computer and then put a screenshot into an email and send it off to an individual. For someone who's in sales and says, you know, maybe it's a little more personal for me to include a video greeting the person I'm sending a sales proposal to, this might be helpful. On the other side of that, if you have a large list that you are emailing folks to, including a video of maybe a training or, just a 1 minute clip about what's happening here, you know, within your business and what might be of interest to them, start looking at how to incorporate video into your email marketing as well.
Good. Well, I think we wrapped it up. The big thing is keep your comments coming, keep your responses. If you like the show, vote that you like it. If you don't, send us emails, right?
Absolutely. Or hit us up on Twitter. Right. You can find us on Twitter, LinkedIn. Add our fan page or Google Plus page to your circles as well. We're pretty accessible. We're out there. So reach out.
Good. Well, this is Martin Brossman.
And Greg Heyer, and you've been listening to Linking into Sales, using social media to support the sales cycle.